So, there are some verses in the Bhagavad Gita, and it will help us to understand more about our actual life. Not your material life, but your actual life. So, before we begin, please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So in the 13th chapter, that 13th chapter is called Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Nature means we are in this material world and we have to deal with it. There's no avoiding it. You have a material body. You can't deny it. Just like your car. If you neglect your car, one day you're going to want to go somewhere. And because you neglected it, it's not going to start. So the same way with your material body. You have to take care of it properly if you expect to use it. So the Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to deal with this material world appropriately, intelligently. Then the enjoyer. The enjoyer is, in this sense, in this case, you, the soul. You are either the enjoyer or the sufferer, depending on the decisions you make. I was speaking about this recently. What is life? Life is simply one decision after another. It never stops. As long as you live, you're forced to make a decision. Can't escape it. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed at night, you have to decide, should I do this? Should I do this? And the Bhagavad Gita is pointing out these decisions are either in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. And depending on the choices you make, you get a different movie. If your decisions are in the mode of ignorance, it's going to be very scary. If you make decisions in the mode of passion, it's going to be very exciting, but at the end, you're going to be frustrated, as we mentioned in the beginning. And if you choose your decisions in the mode of goodness, not very exciting, but at least it's peaceful. Not much disturbance. You acquire knowledge. And I forgot, there's one more decision. The ultimate decision, which Krishna says every one of us should do. Kamlesh, what is that last ultimate decision that everyone should make? Loud and clear. Thank you very much. Thank you. I do not think it is possible for you to forget that verse. That verse is coursing through your veins. Krishna says, forget about it. Just surrender to me. And that is why we read Bhagavad Gita, to learn how to surrender to Krishna. I read something very interesting recently. Prabhupada was explaining in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, everyone should surrender, but most of us can't. Therefore, Prabhupada says, therefore you should chant Hare Krishna so that you ultimately learn how to surrender. And as soon as I read that, I thought of Kamlesh. We're not surrendered to Krishna. Therefore, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. So here's a few verses from the Bhagavad Gita I picked just for your program. Karya karana kartritve hetu prakriti uchete purusha sukha dukanam bhoktritve hetu uchete. When you recite Sanskrit slokas, it elevates the consciousness. It actually purifies you. So whenever you have an opportunity to recite the Sanskrit slokas, take advantage. Krishna is saying, nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects. It's like a machine. Like I said, we make a decision. After that decision, everything falls into place. Whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world. So that proves what I'm saying. You make a choice, then don't complain what happens after you make that choice. That's why you have to read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, so you know what's the right decisions to make. Because if you just live your life, okay, I'll do this, it's like, do you drive your car like this? Who drives their car like that? Although I did see today a lady making a turn with her cell phone like this and making a turn. I went, oh my God. Yes, that's why they tell you don't text and drive. Because you need full attention. So, it's important to know what's right, what's wrong. Just like driving, you can't say to the policeman, wait, I didn't know it was wrong to go 100 miles an hour in the school zone. But the cop will say, you're supposed to know, idiot. Right? So ignorance is no excuse. I didn't know, you're supposed to know. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita or the postgraduate study Srimad Bhagavatam, so you know what you should do and what you shouldn't do. That's mentioned by Krishna in chapter 16. That's a demon. A demon is one who doesn't know what he's supposed to do. And a demon is someone who takes wrong as right, and right as wrong. Sounds like a political party. I'm not going to get into politics. But those of you who know me know who I'm talking about. So you should know what is right and wrong. Then the next verse. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakritir jan gunan karanang gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. Yes. Even in the mode of ignorance, the person thinks, I'm enjoying. See? A person in the mode of passion thinks, I'm enjoying. And the person in the mode of goodness doesn't think, he knows, because he has knowledge. But the person in passion and ignorance thinks they're enjoying. What's going on right now? Okay, the sun is setting. People are getting, it's now 6:30. So in an hour or two, what's going to happen? Let's go to the club. Let's partay. Let's rock and roll. So they think they're going to go someplace to enjoy, but there could be a fight. There could be gun, because nowadays, you know what it's like. Everybody's got to carry a gun now, thanks to the NRA. Oh, everybody's got to have a gun. I got a gun, you got a gun. So it's Russian roulette out there, right? Russian roulette, you don't know what you're getting into. You think, I'm going, and we see all the time. Every weekend, there's some story. Youngsters, they're going out to enjoy with their friends, but they don't come home. They thought they were going to enjoy, but didn't turn out that way. Passion and ignorance. Unpredictable results from what you're thinking. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus, one meets with good and evil among various species. So, if you live your life in the mode of goodness, remember I mentioned upgrade? Mode of goodness means you're on the path for an upgrade in your next life. And in this life too. If you live your life in the mode of goodness, you can expect an upgrade in this life and in the next. In the mode of passion, you stay in economy class. In the mode of passion, all that's going to happen is you're going to take birth again as a human being. You've got to do the same thing. Go to school, get married, get a job. Same thing. You don't elevate. You don't upgrade. You keep back doing, just like, what grade are you in? 12. So how would you like it that for the next 30 years you stay in 12th grade? Right? You think, it'll drive you crazy. But that's actually what's happening. When we're in the mode of passion, don't worry, you're coming back to take birth and got to do the whole thing over again. And? No, because there's knowledge. I was born, my upbringing, I was born in the modes of passion and ignorance. There was a little goodness, but mostly passion and ignorance. There was some goodness. My father was very religious. I was religious up to a certain point. Then I became a hippie. And then I'd stop being religious. So, that's why we distribute knowledge. So you may be in the mode of ignorance, but if you accept the knowledge, you can get an upgrade. That's why Kamlesh has produced thousands of Bhagavad Gita CDs. Just so that people, they may be in ignorance or passion, but if they get one of those CDs, they have a chance for an upgrade. So it's not, no. You could say, on different levels, that's true. But once you're a human being, that's why Prabhupada told us to go out and distribute books. So that people in the mode of ignorance, that's why Lord Chaitanya said, distribute this chanting so that people are benefited. Okay? So they may be in the mode of ignorance now, but Ratiyatra comes. They saw Jagannath. They may have been destined to take birth in the mode of ignorance, but because they saw Jagannath, upgrade next life. Automatic upgrade. Or if they get some prasad, or if they hear the chanting, all these spiritual activities helps them to get an upgrade. Okay? You're very welcome. Now we go to chapter 15. There's a nice series of verses in chapter 15. Chapter 15 is called Purushottam Yoga. Purushottam. Everybody say.
Purushottam.
There's two words. Purusha, Uttamam. Purusha means person. Uttamam means the topmost. No offense. Right? There's somebody, and he says, yes, there are people who are fallible. There are people who are infallible. Krishna says, excuse me, I'm above them both. And that's why some people don't like God. Oh, God is egotistical. The fact of the matter is, He's God. Deal with it. So, Purushottama, the Supreme Person. So, he is speaking to Arjuna. Mamai vangso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshashtan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. In this verse, Krishna gives a gist of what life is. First of all, he says, you are my part and parcel. So you are a child of God. Isn't that great news? You're a child of everybody. No discrimination here. There are some religions, they preach only we have soul, not anybody else. No. Krishna says everybody is soul. We're all the same. Group hug. We're all the same. Generic spirit soul. You're an individual, but it's not that your soul is better than my soul. No. Krishna says, you're my ansha, you're my part. Just like here is Hiran. Hiran is the ansha of Meena and Kamlesh. He's an individual, yes, he's right. But he's still part and parcel. Sorry. That's your mother and father. Can't undo it. Wait a second. I didn't ask for these parents. Yes, you did. By your previous karma. Yes. By your previous karma. That's why you got what you got. So Krishna is saying, you are my part and parcel. You are my child. Jiva Bhutasana, and you're eternal. Like we mentioned at the very beginning, you always existed. Try to grasp that. You always existed. So forget your driver's license, which says you were born on such and... No. Your birth date is eternal. Can't trace it out. You always existed, and you will continue to exist as that same individual forever. So you might as well get used to yourself, because you're not going away. But by reading Bhagavad Gita, you can, like I keep saying, upgrade yourself. You can become a better self of yourself. You can go down too. You can go down. We've seen so many examples. So Krishna says, you're eternal. Now, in the next two lines, what does Krishna say? Here's what's happening in this world. You are simply struggling. What are you struggling with? Six senses. Your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. And the biggest one, the mind. This is what life is all about. Struggling with these senses. That's it. That's all we're doing, is struggling with these senses. Now he goes further. The living entity in the material world carries different conceptions of life from one body to another. Remember what I said, that mind, intelligence, and ego has been with you from the beginning when you entered this material world. So we've been carrying different conceptions. And he gives the example, like the air carries aroma. Right? Like I was explaining, the guy next to me on the airplane. The airplane, there's not much air. So the odor coming from his drunken body, the air was, and I was like, whoa. Right? The air carries the aroma. So similarly, the subtle body carries the various desires, conceptions. Basically, it's desires. You take one body to quit it, and then you get another. The living entity, thus taking another gross body, obtains a certain type of ear, eye, tongue, nose, and sense of touch, which are grouped about the mind. One thus enjoys a particular set of sense objects. So, going back to decisions. So, all aspects of my life are governed by these modes of nature. Say, for instance, eating. If I eat in the mode of ignorance continually, then in my next life, I'm going to get a certain kind of ear, eye, tongue, nose, touch, grouped about the mind, based on ignorance. That's why we take birth as animals. You don't take birth as an animal by mistake or by chance. It's not that God rolls the Russian roulette. Okay, the next birth, you're going to be a bird. No. You determine your next life, your next body, your next type of ear, eye, tongue. It all depends on the decisions you're making. So, choose wisely. Because you are the only one responsible for your next life. Not your neighbor. Nobody else. This life is the result of all the decisions you made in the previous life. All those desires and wants and situations, that's all was set up long time ago. You set the ball in motion. Now the question becomes, wait, stop the train, I want to get off. Yes. That should be. Not that, I like this train. Let's keep going. No. The conclusion should be, wait a second. I want out of this. That's why Krishna says, surrender to me. Because if you surrender to me, I can get you out of this train and you can return back home, back to me. That should be the conclusion. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Okay, now, let's look at our schedule. So, GBCs. Are we still doing the offering? Okay, what time are we doing RT? 7 o'clock sounds good. Excellent. So, we have time for one chanter. Pick.